Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of church fellowship, we were talking about the need for a Christian to care about those around him in order to have complete fellowship. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Without caring, fellowship is incomplete. First, we must give all our care to him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 states it this way, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that idea there, your cares or anxieties, casting it all upon him. The Lord is occupied. He cares for you. He's occupied with you. Jesus is our example in caring. Therefore, in fellowship with Christ, we must show utmost care for him. Now, we see a good example of that in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 32. There we read this, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Now, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So actually, marriage, your marriage, if you're married out there listening to me, your marriage is a picture of the relationship the Lord Jesus Christ has with the local church. And the main emphasis of this passage then is the relationship of Christ and the local church. But the whole marriage of what God expects it to be is also being emphasized here in this passage. Now, as I continue on this, the Lord Jesus Christ seeks to sanctify the church. It says he gave himself for it. He wants the church cleansed, using the word of God as the cleansing agent. He wants to make it glorious, without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Now, let's think about that. The word of God is the source, the cleansing agent. And he's presenting it to himself without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. This is actually looking back into the law when men, the high priest, would offer the offering each year. And he would inspect the lamb. It had to be without spot or blemish or any such thing. And so then he would proclaim it acceptable and then offer it for the sins of the people. One like matter, Jesus became the Lamb of God, offered for our sin. But because that blood is applied to your account and my account, then we're presented to him in the blood of Jesus, without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. He nourishes and cherishes the local church. We are members of his bones, his flesh, and his body. In short, these verses tell us that the Lord Jesus Christ values the local church very highly. It's of utmost importance to him. In caring for Jesus Christ, my Lord, my energies that are expended for him will be through the local church, because he makes the local church this important. Do you realize most of the New Testament was addressed to local churches? In 1 Timothy 3, we see guidelines for the local church concerning the pastor and deacons. As a matter of fact, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are actually books that serve as church manuals about the local church. The local church is founded by Jesus Christ. It's very important. It was God's desire for this age in which you and I live. And it needs to occupy a very important place in our lives. And so we see, again, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, these things write unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So he's talking about even how to behave in the house of God. He's talking about the church, the local church. I mean, in 1 Timothy 3, it talks about a pastor and it talks about deacons. You don't ordain deacons and pastors for invisible churches, okay? They're ordained. And so in the context, this is speaking of local churches. And in like matter, God's local church is to be holy, without blemish. It's to be something that's presented to himself as a beautiful object. And so therefore, it's important that we learn how we ought to behave ourselves in the local church. That's why it's not a dance floor. That's why it's not a rock concert venue. And that's why it's not a fashion show in which people come dressed in various stages of undress. It's something that is to bring honor and glory to God. It's not something that's focused on how it promotes ourselves above other people or with other people. This is all about the Lord, the local church, and then our personal relationship to him. Now, if you're going to really care for God, then you're going to minister in those areas that appeal to his heart. Now, as you can see, the local church is very near his heart. The local church has many needs. There are Sunday school teachers, teaching assistants, choir members, musicians, master club, youth leaders, orchestra, and on we could go. You know, and then you get the ministries like the bus ministry. It's one of the greater areas of need that will have people that can do it, but they won't because, boy, it takes a commitment of time and work and effort. And so people choose to do bus ministry, or they choose to do works in the church, should I say, that don't call for a lot of effort, but hopefully brings them some glory and makes them feel good about themselves. That's the idea. You've got it all wrong, and you're not in fellowship with anything. I remember that when an older brother of mine was dying, I was impressed with the great extremes the hospice people would go to in order to be a blessing and a help. One lady's own husband and children were at home, and she did not have to come again since she had already been there that day, but she did. When one cares, he goes out of his way, and he'll do it on a consistent basis. You could drive a bus, but the trouble of getting a CDL with a passenger endorsement is beyond what you want to do. And then getting up early on Sunday, then getting home later than most people after the morning service, oh, that's just too much trouble. Although they could go out and visit together as a family and have a family ministry. But see, they don't want their comfort zone to be upset. And of course, it really doesn't matter if little children grow up without Christ and end up going to hell because their comfort is more important when they could have reached those little children. I wonder how many of God's people will stand one day at the judgment seat of Christ and see souls of multitudes that they could have had an influence on, could have perhaps gotten saved had they went ahead and got involved in that bus ministry and and drove the bus and knocked on the doors to try to build a bus route. I wonder if we'll see those souls. I was preaching at Pensacola Christian College years ago, and afterwards a lady that was a senior there and a nursing student getting ready to graduate, she says, I want to come up and thank you and tell you that I am so glad you have your bus ministry at your church. I didn't know the girl. And then she went on to tell the story. She says, one day somebody came by our house from your church and knocked on our door, and my parents were unsaved, and of course nobody in our family was saved. We didn't go to church. But we were excited that we could go to a church that has a bus and children's churches and Sunday school. We just enjoyed it, but we only lived there for a month or two, and then we moved away to another state. But that experience there and learning about Jesus just so excited us that in this other state, the first thing we asked our parents is help us find another church that has buses and children's church, and we did. And we got saved. My parents got saved. Now they're missionaries. They're missionaries, and I'm going to go over and join them when I graduate as a medical missionary. Now, we praise the Lord for that. Here is somebody that was reached through the bus ministry. So there's an area which the Lord can use you. When the Lord shows you a need in His house, one that needs cared for on a consistent basis, He's giving you an opportunity to show your care and compassion on a consistent basis, not a one-time action. It has been said that 10% of the people are doing 90% of the work. Too often, that is too true in most local churches. Frequently, we see one person doing three jobs, when it's God's will for them to do only one. But no one else cared enough to make a continual commitment. It might interfere with camping, golfing, or some other like thing that we say, well, those things aren't evil. No, but just the fact that you keep those things ahead of doing the work that God would have to do, it becomes wrong. Not the thing itself, but the priority that is given in your life over the Lord. One of the saddest portions of Scripture is Psalm 142, verse 4. There we read this, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Caring would also include praying for one another, visiting the sick, comforting the bereaved. We told you back about James 1:27 that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father was to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, as well as to keep yourself unspotted from the world. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.